This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Life is a workout. And Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Lara Yerexian is with us, seasoned defense attorney. I want to talk about the... Nuggets that we keep hearing about with regards to Brian Koberger. Someone recently seemingly got their hands on an old resume and cover letter. Interesting to dissect it a little bit. He brags about a lot of abilities that, frankly, he didn't really have when it was dug into further. Some of those being knife skills, one of them being filleting fish and how much experience he's had at it. Well, turns out, the place he claimed to work for as long as he didn't do that there. In fact, he left very early. Boxing, there was a lot of braggadocious things in there. A seasoned public speaker. It's a lot of stuff, not really necessarily connected to the murder case, but it raises some eyebrows when we hear about Koberger and a knife, albeit this time with fish. Is any of this... going to be brought out in trial? Does any of it hold significance when we're looking at this case, Laura?
I guess it all depends on the prosecution, how much of this they're focused on. I don't really think this is where the case is going to be.
Yeah.
It's really going to be more on the real evidence, where he was physically, any DNA, the forensics. Mm-hmm. Any prior relationship or motive for killing those. I mean, those are things that the jury is going to be more interested in. Now, for example, the cutting of the fish, he puts it on his resume. I mean, I don't even know why anyone would put that on their resume.
Yeah.
But my understanding is they spoke to his prior boss and he said he worked for him, but for a very short time, just a few weeks, and never got to the part of really cutting the fish or filleting the fish,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like learning how to fillet. So he never even got to that point. It's pretty obvious he's embellishing.
Mm-hmm.
Boxer, I don't even know how much of that is true. People write all sorts of things on their resumes,
mm-hmm.
Depending on what kind of job they're applying for. And, sometimes, a lot of times you would expect it to be accurate, but you know that people will exaggerate a bit. And this seems to be honestly just exaggerated facts.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they go to his credibility if he ever takes the stand. I don't even know if I don't expect him to take the stand, but if he ever does, maybe they can bring this up and say, hey, you pretended to be an expert at cutting fish, but you never even got to learn how to fillet at your job.
Yeah.
You pretended to be a boxer. You said, great. In reality, we've gone back and checked and talked to people. Not really.
Mm-hmm.
You pretended to be this professional speaker and we don't see anything in your background. We've talked to people. So it could be that, or they could take it. And if there's enough evidence to support that he truly is a professional, a professional at cutting fish, truly was a great boxer and a wonderful speaker, then maybe, you know, the boxing and the cutting fish they could use and say he had the ability to kill all these people, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of different ways it could be spun around, for or against him, depending on how it's used. I want to talk to you about the parents where they were called into that investigative grand jury a couple of weeks back. Originally reported that it was in connection with another case. The police in that jurisdiction coming out and saying, he has not any connection whatsoever to this other case. But obviously the parents were called in. They had to be called in for some sort of crime that took place within that county. Otherwise, they couldn't be called in. Is this something where they are able to help the police in the investigation? Do they have to speak and talk and answer questions about their son? What sort of responsibility do they have to the prosecution or the defense of this case?
As far as the case with the grand jury in Pennsylvania, I mean, if they've been subpoenaed, they have to go.
Sure.
You know, they have to answer questions. It's not, unless there's something there that's going to incriminate them. Now, if they are the suspects themselves, the parents, then that's a different issue, right? Mm-hmm. But if they're not, and then they, you know, they can invoke the Fifth and do whatever it needs to be done to protect their rights, right? Their constitutional rights. But if it has nothing to do with them and they're not really witnesses themselves, or they don't have any information that can help the investigation, and it's really basically related to their son, I mean, they have to testify. And I'm guessing the prosecutors, if there's an alibi, if Kohberger has an alibi, maybe the way to provide that alibi to the grand jury is, and to rule him out, is by having the parents come in and testify.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Lara Yuretsian, thank you so much for your insight on this. Always appreciate it. You can check out her website, laralaw.com. It's L-A-R-A, law.com. If you like this podcast, you want more of it ad-free, become a supporter through Apple Podcasts. Go ahead and check that out. We do greatly appreciate it. Even try it for 3 days free and get access to all of our podcasts with no ads. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.